The product is called Urea Z. It's a microbe-based product designed to eat urea, which is the chemical found in urine that causes that pungent ammonia-type smell. Now, with artificial turf and dog urine, the uric salt can get trapped in the fibers. So when that happens, it could sit and ferment. So we developed a product called Urea Z. Easy to apply. It can go on with a pump-up sprayer, commercial pump-up sprayer, and or a 32-ounce bottle that hooks right to your hose where you can shoot your whole lawn, save you time. How it works is the microbes get down into the thatching, and they make it their home. They stay there, and they wait for urine to come so they can eat. They multiply every 20 minutes, so you'll never be short of enough soldiers to take care of the odor problems. The microbe ingests the urine and turn it into water and carbon dioxide, which happen to be the two components that everything living outdoor green loves to eat. With that being said, we knew that there was a need for this product, and so we wanted to get something out there immediately, and so we wanted to talk to, you know, quality companies like you guys at Install Direct and get some of the product out there so your folks can go ahead and see how it works and see for themselves and enjoy the backyard.
Excellent. Yeah, we've had great success referring this product to all of our clients. And, Jovan, I don't know how many yards I've even gone into prior to installing artificial grass. I just said native soil, sod, and the smell of urine is overwhelming. Will this product work on regular outdoor areas as well?
That's a great question, Brian. Absolutely. This product works on any dry, wet, and in water. As long as there's a thatching where the microbe can live, in other words, house and multiply, pretty much anywhere is good. Product is great to use on substrates. It's great to use on trash cans. Often you'll see urine on a bus stop edge or, you know, a fire hydrant. It'd be black and it gets very smelly from the sun. You simply can just spray the product right on top, and usually within an hour, your smell's gone.
Okay.
And what it does is, every 20 minutes, those guys are going to keep multiplying. And you got to know, inside of 1 gallon, there's over 3 trillion microbes. So there's so many microbes, and we can't see them, so it's difficult to recognize that there's so many out there.
Uh-huh.
If they were bees, they would blacken the sky. That's how much like, that's all. And then every 20 minutes, they're just doubling.
Okay.
So with that being said, this product is like an antibiotic. How do we use the product? How much do we use? Okay. So just depending on the size of your yard, how many animals you have and the size of your animals, the amount of urine that comes out of a medium-sized dog is about 6 ounces. So if you take that and they go 3 or 4 times a day, that's 24 ounces. Do the math. We have buildings downtown that are receiving 300 gallons of urine in and around the properties from the animals downtown.
Okay.
So this is a great product. It's a product that once you start using, you wing it down, but you never stop. The urine's never going to stop coming. The new bacteria from the PP is going to come in the urine. And with that being said, that's why you continue to use the product. You can't just lay it down one time and they multiply into an infinity and you never have to use it again. I just want to make sure the folks understand that.
So another common question is it safe?
Absolutely safe. This product is, how do I explain? It's all natural. There are no chemicals here. What we're dealing with is just live bacteria in a water fixed type stasis form that's a special product that keeps the microbe asleep. So it's no harm to aquatics, birds, fish, or any of your landscapes.
Right, right.
100%.
And so if somebody has children, they have pets, they're treating the area with this, the kids are playing on the grass.
Not an issue. Absolutely. In fact, now they're playing on the grass and they're bringing in the bad bacteria. So bad bacteria, good bacteria, they both exist. Do we have to have them? Absolutely. We need them to live. And so we need to coexist. We love our animals. We love our dogs like they're our children. And we know how it's a difficult decision. You know. And so at the end of the day, you can coexist in your backyard. If you have some odors that are in the front near a certain palm your dog likes, spray around the trunk. the microbe will then reach into the thatch and just live 2 and 3 feet down in the earth. So if you have shrubbery such as these guys here, or if you have a creeping hedge type rose, and they like to urinate around here, if they urinate on top, spray on top of here. Let the product fall just like the urine did. It'll take the same track.
Okay.
So when they urinate in cracks, and the crack will carry it 6 feet that way, and we're still wondering why it smells so bad.
Oh, okay.
Or again, they get right in the crack. So again, how we use it, we use natural, gravity fed. Mm-hmm. Wherever they urinate, you know, on a constant basis, you apply the product just about 2 inches higher than that, it will fall.
Okay.
And take the same route.
So you bring up a good point, too. Like if somebody does artificial grass in their front yard, and the neighbors are walking their dogs, and they're using that as a bathroom.
And they will.
That's clean that front yard area.
Yeah. You know, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of times you come out and it's not even your animal. You may not even have an animal, and your yard is smelling this way. You know?
Yeah.
Or two doors down, the walking from a place that has a lot of animals could be carrying down your neighborhood. The product is cost effective. It's super easy to use. It's super, super eco-friendly. I'd like to...
You had mentioned also that it converts the urea...
Absolutely.
...to water?
To water.
Okay.
So like in the Gulf, when we have the oil spill, they release microbes that ate hydrocarbons. These were called Bacillus nutilis.
Okay.
What they did was attach themselves to the oil that was just below the surface, churning. And churning. They attach themselves to the oil, they stay there till the food is gone, and then they die.
Okay.
Simple as that. So what we've done was take the same process and attack urine that way, or urea, the chemical.
Okay.
So a specific microbe had to be discovered. You don't make the microbe, you have to discover which one would be that particular chemical. Then we basically farm that, and only that. Our product only eats urine. Just so you know, this is very important. Other products out there may say they treat urine, but they may treat 5 or 6 or 10 different things in the bottle. You got to understand, in the bottle, you may have 10% of the soldiers that actually do the urine work. 90% will do anything. They won't even eat it. They'll simply die. It's not their food source. So I want you to know,
okay,
we specifically designed it that way. Our microbes are also made underwater. They're hermetically sealed because microbes can get cross-contaminated. Very simple. Their molecular structure will change and transfer, and now they won't eat the food that they were designed to eat.
Okay.
So this is a big deal. We take pride in that.
You bring up a good point, too, a great point. There's a lot of products on the market that act as a deodorant. Mm. They're just masking.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that
up. Not getting to the root of the problem.
So in our product, you will smell a little bit of spearmint in the beginning. Reason being is... commercial applications, when there's folks out there, some folks need to smell an immediate relief. It gives their mind relief. Now, I know you must remove the source in order to remove the odor completely. And so what our product does, it may smell good for the first 5 or 10 minutes in the spearmint flavor, but what it's designed to do is deliver you no smell. You should smell the good old outdoors, some flowers going by. You should be smelling those things, you know, not fragrance, if you will. So again, our product, so if you're looking... That's a great question. Don't mask your products with a smell good product. You're only gonna have to use it again. It only lasts 5 or 10 minutes anyways, and it's gonna come back again and again. We need to remove the source. Mm-hmm. In carpet works excellent. During those through carpeting, if you will, or even like anything with fabric, cross fabric.
Okay.
It comes in wet, but when it dries in crystal clumps. And so we call Stanley Steamer. Guy to come out and clean your carpet, and he's trying to pull a clump through a bunch of mesh. All he did was re-wet the situation because bacteria loves what? Water and oxygen. So when we come and deliver water to the carpet, we've delivered food. We've just woke them all up again. Ural salt is not soluble once it's crystallized. It won't re-melt down. So that's the biggest issue.
So that brings up... if somebody was thinking, we're just going to rinse the area down if the dog is urinating.
Not a good thing.
Okay.
You just fed it. Basically, you're just feeding the microbe or the bad bacteria to the dog. And then your smell's going to climb. You're going to go, wow, we just hosed that down, right?
Yeah.
It smells worse. I want you to know when that happens, and it's often sometimes treating for the first or second time, it would seem like the area has gotten worse.
Okay.
I don't want you to be alarmed, because what's happening is the microbe are ingesting and releasing gases by the millions, and that's why it smells like, wow, it's gotten really strong. What's going to happen is our microbe don't eat the other microbe. Our microbe push the bad microbe back, bacteria, so they just allow them to eat.
Okay.
If they can't eat every constant second, they just simply die.
Okay.
So you got big microbe pushing the smaller ones in the back. They're dying. They're the ones that are causing the smell. Our big guys are up front, still taking care of the biological breakdown. We want that pee and poo gone, but we don't want...
Okay.
And that, my friend, is where Urea Z comes in. This is why we developed it. Again, it works on anything, really. Dry, wet, carpeting type products or areas and or shrubbery.
Okay.
We do a lot with the Home Institute downtown.
Oh, okay. So it's taking hold downtown as well. With an area, somebody has a large yard or even a small yard, you can treat the area that the dog is specifically going in. But
absolutely.
If you have multiple dogs and they're going all everywhere, you might have to treat the entire area.
You might. I mean, here's the idea. Dogs are amazingly smart, and they're creatures of habit. So when we just open the back door and they run off, they're basically looking for a spot that they haven't usually marked yet and or will mark it. We found in our product, we do put an attractant in there that the animals want to urinate in that direction. So the idea, the big picture, would be to get an area designated for your animals to do their business.
Okay.
And they will do their business. So I don't have it with me today, but I have something I'll bring out for you.
So somebody, great point, with if somebody has just installed turf, the artificial grass, they can start treating an area before they let their dog out.
Absolutely.
And then they might be drawn to that one area.
Make it that area. I mean,
okay.
You might want to do that before you buy the rest of the yard. That way
okay.
They'll pick out the spot. Let's make it their spot. It's
okay.
Craving their minds. And so, boom, and we build around it.
Okay.
And usually I'll take that patch of grass, you know, and you could do this, Ron. It's making a different style or a different color. It's just you can just tell it's that piece.
Yeah.
And or the client didn't like it. You can just leave it completely the same. Just know that's where it is.
Okay.
Bottom line is, at home, my animals go in one spot. And basically, it was, you know, based on this system right here.
Okay, great. That's awesome information. Why don't we go over a little bit on how to install it.
We're going to mix some up here, actually. So I got a 1 gallon pump-up sprayer. You can get it at the Home Depot, I think, for like $9. No big deal. We got the gallon of Urea Z. We recommend 8 ounces per gallon. Just so you know, 8 ounces per gallon is a good mix. If it's severe, it's a bad odor problem. We've had, you know, maybe lots of dogs over years, like a dog run. You'll probably go 50-50 on this product. In the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up, and then I'm going to go over how often in the beginning and so on and so forth.
And, so I don't forget, too, about how many square feet would you say, like, a gallon might cover?
A gallon would cover you 2,500 square feet.
Oh, okay, wow.
2,500 square feet. But that's what I was saying. Let's get the animals to pee pee in a 2x3 square foot.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you'll save the product, and you'll be able to concentrate in those areas.
Okay, great.
Pump-up sprayer, 1 gallon. Product, Urea Z. I'm cheating. These are little 2-ounce bottles I have behind the scene here. I'm going to put right inside. There's ways you can pour it, 8 ounces. Or we've also got, a pump-up, a 1-ounce pump-up deliverer. But this is pretty easy, too. I'm just going to put in 2 of these bottles. Each one is 4 ounces, so I'm going to have 8 when we're done here. 1, and there's a second one there. Pretty simple. We'll pop the lid right in. Pump it up. You know, 15, 20 pumps in here is good. And then what I'll do is I'll demonstrate how to apply the product. Pump-up sprayers and a fan. I don't know if you guys can see that in your video. You probably can't. But let's just say this was the dog urine here. I would treat this dog urine up here. I'm going to let that product just fall right on top.
and right on down.
That's it. That's for a drywall application. Shrubbery, we can use this one here. I guess a good example. I don't know if that's okay, but shrubbery, same thing. All we're doing is getting enough product to create a good thatching. I mean, a good colony. And what I normally spray out is about 8 ounces. So 8 ounces on an area that hasn't been treated before, I'll do that. And I'll do that every other day for the first week.
Okay.
Every other day for the first week. Use your nose. You start to smell less urine and less odor, and it hasn't been a week. You've reached your pop. You've reached it. You're there early, that's all.
Okay.
So you may take a week. Some may take two, depending on how many dogs in the situation. You will reach a level of equality.
Okay.
Where the bacteria has met the bad bacteria, and now you have no smell. And now since you're coming in every week and bringing in a new dose, you're going to have soon just nothing but good bacteria. So with that being said, I'm going to shoot a couple more things. Here's some shrubbery here along the edges. Dogs like to urinate along the edges. You just get the product right down in the crack, in and around, and just let it soak. It'll fall. Right now the microbes are soaking into the earth. They're waking up. They're looking for food. They're colonizing. That's what's going on.
Okay. And what would it look like on just spraying it on the grass?
On the grass.
What do you need to put on there?
Okay. So when we're dealing with the grass, a couple things you can do. If you happen to know the area is real bad in a certain area, take a rake, park rake that you guys sell. Pull that fiber back so that you can get some of this product right up in there. Okay, that's the main thing. You want to make sure that this has a chance to get into that fiber backing. So a light mist is all you need. Early morning's good, or late night. Not late night, but
yeah,
we don't want it in the middle of the sun where it's just going to dry up, basically.
Okay, so it'll evaporate before you...
Right. Okay. Now remember this. In the morning, I know water's not coming on her artificial turf, but I mean out in the shrubbery areas, as your water cuts on, these microbes will creep there. And they'll grow in there. So if anything else should go on in there, it's going to take care of that as well. Or you may have a skunk or animals that come through and urinate it and take care of theirs.
Okay, great.
So here's the application on artificial turf. We're back here now. I'm going to move that over just to here and you can see. Maybe. I don't know how it looked on the screen. So I'm going to walk up to the camera. I'm going to give you a spray. I'm pumped up. And I'm just spraying. Just overlap your other one. Real simple. Now, this is a pop-up sprayer. And as you can see, it probably takes a little longer. That's why we would use, if you're treating the entire yard, a 32-ounce foam up. You hook it to your water hose, you shoot it down, you're done in minutes. That's how that works. That's how this works. So when you say how much, you got to get the top wet, and that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Since it's not imperative that you covered everything the first or second time, since you're going to be doing this forever.
Right, right.
You're eventually have enough. They'll walk. They'll move. They'll cover the areas. They look for food.
Okay.
They look for food. So with that being said, anything else we can think of?
I think that's great, very informative. Like I said, we've had great results referring the product out. The homeowner that's actually letting us use her yard for this demonstration we installed the artificial grass a few years ago. It's a probably about 500 or 600 square foot space. She has several dogs, and after about the first or second week that she had the turf installed, she was ready to tear the turf out. The urine smell was getting so overwhelming. She's been using the product now for years and loves her artificial grass and the space, and has no challenges with the smell. And now I'd like to introduce you to Lori. And Lori, like I said, has been using the product for a couple years now, and is a great testimonial.
Hi,
Laurie. How you doing? Thanks for having us out. Yeah.
My pleasure.
Yeah. So that was it about after we installed the turf. It was a couple weeks.
Kind of during the spring season and summer when it really started to heat up.
Okay.
And I have the three dogs obviously use this area to urinate, and the smell got bad when it got hot. So I remember I gave you guys a call, and I said, you know, I love the turf, but the urine smell. And I even had some friends comment on it, too. So you guys immediately came out, brought this great product, Urea Z. I started using it right away. I actually started using it about once every 3 or 4 days in the beginning. Immediately. I mean, seriously, within the next, yeah, I normally do it in the evening, within the next day, there's no smell at all.
Excellent. That's awesome to hear.
I love it. I love my turf even more. It works great.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Lori.
Thank you, Lori.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you letting us use your yard, too.
No problem.
Beautiful yard. You can't see it. We're just giving you this shot, but I'm telling you, it's a beautiful, beautiful yard.
We install the paving stones as well.
You guys are great. I wouldn't have anybody do my project except for install a drip.